Midland councillor Bill Gordon is running for mayor. Gordon plans to file his nomination papers today on the first day of the nomination period, which runs until August 19, for the October 24 municipal election. I have had the honor and privilege of representing you on Midland Municipal Council since 2018 and am asking you to send me back for another term to continue to advocate for this beautiful community and all our residents, Gordon posted on his website. My focus, as always, remains on putting our community first in all matters before me, but this time, I am asking you to allow me to lead the next council and be your voice at the County of Simcoe as your mayor. Gordon noted that any member of council, including a mayor, is a single voice and vote. The work is done collaboratively among the nine councillors through building consensus and finding compromise, he said. That takes strong leadership and clear sense of purpose, tempered with a desire to seek advice from residents, respect the experience and opinions of other councillors and staff, keeping transparency and collaboration at the heart of our decision-making and the courage to change course when previous decisions may not prove to be in our community's best interests. Times change, needs evolve, and we need to form a resilient, responsive and collaborative council that is not set on infighting, litigation and clique building that stifles healthy dissent and mutes democracy. Gordon said that with Midland eliminating the ward system, residents can form a council that they believe will best serve the needs of the community. I won't promise things that are beyond my control, but as mayor, I can promise a more accessible, responsive and collaborative council and town hall, he said. I can promise you that we will revisit the most contentious issues from this term, such as Midland Bay Landing development plans, the paid parking implementation, how many of our services are provided and how much they cost, and to stop focusing on how to raise taxes and instead look first at how to control our spending. Gordon said that he can't promise specific outcomes, but notes that attempts to mute councillor motions will not be tolerated under his leadership. Difficult conversations are not to be avoided, and this job is neither for the meek nor the timid, said Gordon, who worked for 25 years with the former Midland Police Service and was elected to Midland Council in 2018. The changes to our policies that make it more difficult or impossible for residents to speak to council about their concerns are among several affronts to democracy that I, with the support of a progressive council, will attempt to reverse, along with the decisions to stop recording meetings and making them unavailable online. Open, accessible government is not just a catchphrase with me. The perception that the tail wags the dog in our municipality must change. Gordon said those who have followed local politics this past term will know that he stands with the community, putting its needs first, and is not afraid to pivot to community concerns and attempt to change direction when it seems we have lost our way. I don't shy away from asking for advice or seeking community input on decisions, and I am not discouraged by adversity or hostility, he said, noting he's still able and willing to work with anyone, even those who have vastly opposing viewpoints. I will always look for compromises, except in matters of integrity or honesty.